In this episode, we hear from Jonathan, who's another one of our brilliant ambassadors. He was our head boy before, and he talks about autism as a superpower, the transition from year 6 to year 7, and the ambition to get every school in Essex signed up to the Multischools Council. Okay, so Jonathan, what does autism mean to you?
It means having a superpower, like I've got more brain energy than anyone else.
Brilliant. And how do you use that brain energy, Jonathan?
To tackle huge obstacles and have a very active imagination.
Brilliant. And yeah, I know from speaking with you in multi-school meetings, you have a brilliant imagination, Jonathan. So you were head boy for the Multischools Council. What did it feel like being head boy for the multi-schools?
Really exciting that I had so much responsibility to do.
Brilliant. And you sure did. And one of those responsibilities is you came and spoke at the special school games. And you spoke in front of maybe nearly like 1,000 people. What was it like giving a speech to so many people?
It was scary at first, and then I just believed in myself and it was really fun.
You did a brilliant, brilliant job. And one of the things that you've spoken about before, Jonathan, is, you know, making sure other people understand a bit about autism. Why do you think other people need to know about autism?
Because if they don't know about it, and someone has, and they don't know about it, they might find it tricky to explain that they have it. And there might be an issue where someone doesn't understand it and there becomes an issue.
Yeah. So have you ever seen any of those issues, Jonathan?
So it was like my parents gave me some, like a blanket to cuddle with. And then in the end, my head teachers just said, can you stop bringing that in? And then I just felt a little bit upset because I wasn't being understood properly. And I didn't know I had autism back then. So after that, I went in year 2, I went to a special education where they did tests on me and they said that I was autistic.
And when you were told that you was autistic, Jonathan, what did you think?
I don't really know. I just felt, all right, I've just got this thing. I don't really know.
That's a really good way you've spoken about it, Jonathan, that, you know, sometimes schools don't always understand why we have to do some of these things and why, you know, you might have brought a blanket in or why you needed extra support. So what does your school do now, do you think, Jonathan, to help you a little bit more?
They've allowed me to have fidget toys. They've allowed me to have a couple of brain breaks to charge my energy.
Yeah.
And I've had, at one point, a teaching assistant to myself.
Great. And how did that teaching assistant help you, Jonathan?
So it helped me do some maths and some English.
Brilliant. So just that extra support you might need. Jonathan, in the background there, I can hear some animals. I think I could hear an owl or something. Where are you right now, Jonathan?
In my granddad's garden, who was doing some work.
Fantastic.
Who is now waving.
Fantastic. Well, I'll wave back even though you might not be able to see me. But so at the moment while we're speaking, Jonathan, is we're still in, you know, a bit of lockdown. When this is released, we might be past that, hopefully. But how long has it been since you've actually gone and seen your granddad?
3 months.
Wow. So how does it feel now actually being able to go and see members of your family?
Really happy.
So, Jonathan, there might be other children that listen to this that, you know, they might have different health conditions, which means they can't still go out and they can't maybe see their family members. What positive messages would you say to them, Jonathan?
Hopefully they're going to be there when you return, and hopefully they're going to snuggle you with love when you see them again.
Brilliant, brilliant. Some lovely messages there, Jonathan. I know loads of people are looking forward to those hugs with different family members. So one big thing I know, Jonathan, from knowing you, that's happening in your life right now is you're in year 6. So you're going to go from year 6 to year 7, and which means a change of school. How does it feel for you, Jonathan, thinking about moving on to another school?
happy, actually, because I'm going to learn more stuff and I'm going to a school that properly understands me.
Brilliant. So you, I know as well that you've gone and looked around at a few schools. Can you just let us know, and you don't have to name the school, but the school you're going to, it has an autism hub there, doesn't it? And how do you think that autism hub's going to help you?
It's going to help me to calm down and calm myself down. And there's a really lovely person who's in charge of the hub called Mr. Wood.
Brilliant.
And he likes most of the stuff I like.
Great. Well, that's a great start, isn't it? So do you think it's important that you're able to talk with teachers and they get to know you and you get to know them?
Yes.
Yeah. And other ambassadors and other children have told us that too. So I just mentioned that word ambassadors. You've gone from being a head boy in the multi-schools and you're now one of our ambassadors.
Yep.
How does it feel to be an ambassador for the multi-schools, Jonathan?
Really exciting, because I've gone from being someone who's been sitting on a chair who doesn't know what the multi-schools council is to someone who actually is in it and learning more about it.
Yeah, and you're playing a massive role in it, Jonathan, and I'm not just saying it because I'm talking to you now, but you were definitely one of our best head boys that we've ever had. And I know that you went and spoke to a parent group before about autism and things. What kind of things were you telling parents?
That to try and get their children into school, to join the multi-schools council and their schools.
Yeah.
And to be part of that. I even heard that they gave a couple of ideas, and one of the grown-ups actually didn't know they had autism till last year, I think.
Wow. So you really helped those parents, which is brilliant. And why should schools get involved in the multi-schools council, do you think, Jonathan?
Because there are going to be more and more different children with disabilities, and we need to understand them more.
Great. That's a fantastic answer. I couldn't put it any better myself. So just to finish off, Jonathan, what are your plans for the future for being an ambassador? What would you like to achieve?
I would like to achieve nearly every school in Essex to join the MSC.
Great. And I think we're going to get there, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jonathan, you've covered lots of subjects there in a very short space of time, and you've done really, really well. I always give ambassadors and young people the chance. Is there anything extra that you want to say right now while we're talking?
Autism's a superpower no matter what. It can help you make friends. It can help you do really good writing. It can help you be the best person you could be.
Fantastic. So believe in yourself and believe in your superpower.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Jonathan. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, even when you've gone to your granddad's garden and you're spending time there. And I know that hopefully soon, Jonathan will be able to all sit down in a multi-school meeting again. And I know that you're going to be a brilliant part of that at your new school that you're moving to.
We have a website, multischoolscouncil.org.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.